Dear Minister Nakai, Chairperson of DMX2, and distinguished representatives from the state parties of this meeting. Thank you for giving me an excellent opportunity to express my opinion about the Science and Technology S&T advisory process. My name is Nariyoshi Shinomiya. I am the President of the National Defense Medical College, Japan. As one of research scientists in the field of life science, I attended a series of workshops on the study of the S&T advisory process that was hosted by the Federation of American Scientists, FAS. The progress of life science in recent years has been remarkable, and even experts have had some difficulty to completely catch up with cutting-edge technology in a slightly different field. Therefore, we believe that the technical evaluation of advanced life science should be conducted, on the one hand, in the eyes of more diverse scientists. On the other hand, regarding how such technology is used or is about to be used, not only the researchers directly involved in development, but also researchers in other fields, as well as engineers who design social systems, and science policy makers should give their opinions from various perspectives. Also, the general public, who belongs to the so-called layperson in terms of cutting-edge science and technology, must have a view from their own understanding. In such a situation, I think it is very important for the sound development of our society to examine the potential dangers and dual nature of advanced life science from various perspectives and to draw the image of ideal future. In addition, it is necessary to review the progress of life science and technology in a steady manner and make efforts to disseminate it to society in an easy-to-understand way. Some options about the S&T advisory process proposed by FAS offer great potential to identify issues with this BWC and provide solid recommendations for a better future. Just as the IAEA peer review and advisory missions help state members to enhance nuclear safety and security, and just like OPCW's activities at the CWC support the principles and implementation of the ban on chemical weapons, I believe that researchers involved in the BWC should contribute to the ban on biological weapons and promote the safety of the world through the S&T advisory process. It is recommended that scientists from all state parties can cooperate and deepen their discussions if necessary. We should continue to review the progress of life science and make rational and peaceful recommendations to the BWC. In that sense as well, through this MX2 meeting, all state parties must unite to deepen the discussion on this matter so that the mechanism of this S&T advisory process will become a reality. I believe that at the 9th BWC Review Conference, which is scheduled to be held next year, the fundamental concept of the S&T advisory process proposed by FAS will be passed unanimously, and I hope that the state parties will cooperate toward the reliable operation of the S&T advisory process. Thank you for your attention.